If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, chapter 24. Matthew 24, verse 1, the Bible says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to show Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Question mark. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, His disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Now remember, Jesus is talking in Matthew to the Jew. Amen. He's talking to the Jews, so remember this. He said, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Go over to verse 32 for the sake of time. He said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh." Now here he's referencing to the nation of Israel when it become a nation again in 1948. He said, when you see that nation, that's God's time clock. He said, when you see it begin to come alive, he said, just pay attention. Things is God's timetable. He's starting to move ahead. Okay? He said, "So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Verse 34 said, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Verse 42, the Bible says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help on this thought. Don't get caught by surprise. Don't get caught by surprise. As we look at this morning and we see this, and I want to give you just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help. We touched on this Wednesday night, and we was talking about the good God of heaven, and we was looking at some of the things He said would transpire before the end of this time in which we live. And Jesus was talking to His disciples, and He was telling them. Now the Lord was talking to them just like I'm talking to you this morning, because He was real, and He worked, and He walked, and He lived among them. I want to say I'm glad I have a Savior this morning that is real. He walks and He works and He's among us this morning. That's why the sweet Spirit of God was surreal in a time of prayer, in a time of Sunday school. Amen. We had Sunday school. Boy, it's great because the great teacher showed up and He taught our hearts to love one another like He loves us. I want to see that's the main theme of the Word of God, that we love each other like Christ first loved us. Amen. And boy, what a blessing it is when we do that. We have that within us. Then it don't matter who we are or what we do. God's no respecter of persons, and neither should we be. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who loves me, and He loves you this morning. He's looking down upon us, and He sees us as we are, but yet He loves us anyway. Now, we have a hard time doing that sometimes, don't we? Amen. We look at people, and if they've wronged us, they've done something to me, or sometimes if they just don't look right, amen, we'll look down upon them. We won't think much of them. But I'm glad Jesus looked at me, and He didn't have that attitude toward me, and He doesn't have that attitude toward you. He loves you anyway. Amen. At your most unlovely time, Jesus still loves you. I'm thankful for that today, that He loves me. Praise God. But I want to look for this just a little bit in a kind of different direction this morning, if we can. And we're talking about don't get caught by surprise. And I want to just point out about five things this morning, the don'ts that Jesus tells us of. the don'ts that he tells us of in the Word of God. The first thing he tells us of, he says, don't be deceived. There's a lot of deception in the world today. There's a lot of people tell you this morning, well, there's nothing to Christianity. There's nothing to being a child of God. There's nothing to believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say there's a whole lot to it. Amen. It just, there's something about it when you get a hold of it. It changes you from the inside out. Did you hear what I said? It don't change you on the outside. It changes you from the inside out. I thank God when God got a hold of me, when He saved me by His marvelous grace. When He helped me realize that I was an old sinner in need of a Savior, that Jesus came into my heart. He told me, said, I love you. I said, I know you sinned. I know you've come short. You've transgressed. You've had iniquity in your life. But I want to save you and I want to help you. And you know what He did that evening? March 1976. He come to where I was, that little church. I bowed my head and I said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. I don't remember all that I prayed. And I won't say that don't really matter. All I did is realize I was a sinner, lost without God on my way to hell. But God Almighty moved upon my heart. He showed me I was a sinner. I said, God, forgive me a sinner. I asked Him to come into my heart. I went down there. I felt like I was way down here. It was a load on me, Brother Jeb, that was pushing me down. It was driving me under. But praise God, I come out that night walking about that high. I was a stepping high, praising the Lord, thanking Him for forgiving a sinner like me, coming to where I was, saving me by my God, by His marvelous grace. And boy, I haven't been the same since. I told you already, I haven't always been perfect, but I serve a perfect God. He lives in my heart. Everywhere I go, there He is. I'd hate to be without Him this morning as we go through trials and tribulations in this world, as we see things happening all around us. There's a whole lot of things, listen, that we can't do anything about. But I'm glad today that the one I put my faith and trust in, the Bible tells me He can do all things. Amen. I'm glad He's in control. I'm glad He's in charge. I'm glad He's, praise God, big enough to take care of all my problems, all of my issues this morning. He's able to take me, turn me around, point me in the direction He'd have me to go, and help me to get to where He'd have me to be. Amen. The God I serve this morning has prepared a place for me. Amen. Jesus said, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, wonderful dwelling places. But He said, I go to prepare a place for you and you and you. He said, if I go prepare a place for you and you and you, He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I want to tell you this morning, I want to be to the place, glory be to God, where He is. I want to be in a place where He can help my heart. I want to be in a place where He can protect my family. You say, preacher, you got that much faith. I've got faith enough to know. Pray God, I'm not able to be everywhere all the time, but I'm serving a God this morning. Praise God's able to come right to where we're at. He's able to touch our children. He's able to go into our homes. He's able to go wherever He needs to go when I can't get there. Glory, hallelujah. I've got a God that'll go for me. I've got a Savior. I pray God I can talk to. I've got a prayer, a Savior. I praise the Lord. And I can ask Him to go. And before the words ever leave my mouth, He's already headed where He needs to be. I want to thank God this morning that He's always where He needs to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says through the foolishness of preaching, but not foolish preaching. Amen. I'm glad I can lift up His name this morning, magnify Him because of what He's done. But He says this morning, He said, don't be deceived. Don't let deception come to where you're at. Don't let men deceive you. We're living in a day and hour. Now listen closely. We're living in a day and hour. People would not have you to be believers. People would not have you to follow the Word of God, to believe that there is a God. Amen. We've got this evolution stuff and they're cramming it down our throat, left and right and left. But I want to tell you, even evolution itself speaks against itself. They've got in order evolution to work. Brother Jeff, the Bible says, they don't know why I'm going this way. Somebody needs this. He said, there's got to be a cause and an effect. Something had to bring those molecules together. They say, well, Darwin theory. And I won't say that's all it is. Just a theory this morning. But I want to say there is a living God. Amen. Glory to God. He brought this thing together. Praise God. And he said, let there be bang. And it was, praise God. The Darwin theory, it says it brought something. Who brought it together? Amen. Cause and effect. I tell you who brought it all together. God. God brought it together. Amen. How many, it takes more faith you believe evolution does believe in God. Amen. From nothing comes something. Amen. The old saying, what come first, the chicken or the egg? I don't have no problem with that. But God, I'll tell you what come first, the chicken. God created it, praise God. Amen. He created it. The Bible said he created the heavens and the earth. The heaven and the earth, praise God. He began to speak it all into existence. Praise God. When God began to call it out of nothing, praise God, it was formed. He said, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The more you say, preacher, how come you get so excited about that? Because my Savior made me. Amen. Amen. Not only did He make humanity, He took man from the dust of the earth, formed us, amen, into who we are. And the Bible said He breathed in our nostrils the breath of life, and we became a living soul. Amen. Now I'm just laying the groundwork here this morning. Amen. Said we became a living soul. I want to say God gave man souls, praise God, that we could live as living souls. And the Bible says the soul of man never dies. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, what are you rejoicing in this morning? I'm rejoicing in my salvation because my soul's been made secure in the blood of the Lamb. I've trusted Jesus. What causes death, what causes dying and decay is sin. Amen. Sin takes you out of here. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't really believe that. Well, let me just ask you a question. Now, you get caught up in drugs and alcohol and fornication, all those things that put you in jeopardizing situations. It'll shorten your life. Amen. Amen. It'll take you out quicker. Amen. But praise God, if you trust the Lord, amen, the blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God. He said, the Bible said, if a child obeys his mom and daddy, it prolongs his life. Amen. Doing right is never wrong. Amen. And as old Brother Bill, you say, it's time to do right now. Amen. Just trust in the Lord. But he said, don't be deceived. Verse 4, he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. It's an individual thing this morning. We got to be careful that we're not deceived. Because I've told you before, if we miss heaven, we miss it all. Amen. If we're saved and born again, praise God, we have a blessed hope, the hope of glory, the hope of heaven, that one day we'll all be together again. Amen. I've told you the story of my little granddaddy. I love all my grandparents, but my little grandpa, my mother's dad, my papa, son, I thought the world of him. Me and him was attached at the hip. Amen. We farmed together, worked together. Every minute I had, praise God, I was with him. One day come, he went out of here to be with the Lord. But I remember that day just as vivid as I can tell, as could be remembered. I remember walking by that coffin. He was laid there in that hope chest. And I walked by there and everybody was saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And I didn't say goodbye. I said, Papa, I'll see you in the morning. Glory be to God. I'll see you, praise God. Amen, because I'm going to see him again. You say, you believe that? I believe that with every fiber of my being. I know that he loved the Lord, praise God. And he was headed for heaven. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to be with him. No man, no deceiver can take that away from me. God done hid that in my heart. Praise God. But he said the deception of men we got to be careful of. Verse number 11 says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There's a whole lot of people today, false prophets, will tell you, he said, just disallow what he's saying. Don't pay attention to them old preachers. Don't pay attention to the Word of God. You want me to tell you who that is? That's none other than the devil. Oh, Lucifer, slewfoot, the deceiver of men. He don't want you to believe that you might be saved. He needs you to stay under his power so he can accomplish what he can, because he's not strong. He's not as weak. He's not as strong. He's weaker than Lord Jesus Christ. In order to get his thing done, he needs people just like you. But praise God, when we trust the Lord, amen, we resist the devil, praise God. He said he has to flee from us. It puts him on the run. Just get the glory. Just get the plead in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, and the devil has to flee. Amen. Thank God for the blood that Jesus shed for us on Christ the Calvary. Amen, praise God. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. It's that blood that keeps us alive, keeps us going. Amen. I preached a message here a while back. Let me give you this real quick. On the liver. Amen. I was talking to it up there at the hospital the other day about this, and he's trying to explain to somebody, you know, inside your liver, and you know you got to have your liver. If you don't have your liver, you die. Because the liver is what takes all the defilement, all the nasty, trashy stuff out of your body. Now, for those of you that like to eat liver, more power to you. I ain't eating something that takes the filth out of your body. But in the liver, there's a piece of cartilage, like a substance. And in the center of that liver, your blood takes all the yucky stuff out of your body. And it takes it into one side of that liver. Amen. Now watch this. Oh, glory. I could just shout already. It takes all the yucky stuff out of one side of your body. Amen. Out through one side of that liver. And it goes through that place of the cross. And when it comes out on the other side, it's pure and useful for your body, praise God, to keep you going strong. Praise the Lord. That's the type of Lord Jesus Christ. It's in our bodies, praise God. And we trust in the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. He takes the junk out of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Helps us keep running strong. Bless his whole name. But he said you need to be prepared and be watchful for deception, because it's everywhere. But the Holy Ghost teaches us, praise God. The Spirit teaches us, amen, the things of God. We don't need false prophets. We don't need some person to tell us, you know what to think. We have the Holy Ghost of God that'll speak our heart through the Word of God. You know, preacher, I just don't understand the Word of God. I don't understand the Bible, praise God. But if you ever get to know the author, praise God, and the finisher of this book, you'll begin to understand, praise God, what he's talking and saying to you. Amen. It starts making sense. And it every bit fits together just like a glove for the glory of God. But the Bible says, Jesus said, don't be deceived. He said, deceivers will be there. He said, just don't let them deceive you. Amen. Deception will come. Look at Isaiah chapter number 8. Isaiah chapter number 8. The Bible says this. Chapter number 8 and verse number 19. He said, when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. Have you ever noticed the people, people will listen to people that just talk a bunch of foolishness, have nothing to back it up, and say, this is what you ought to believe. Amen? But he said, when they say unto you, but then he goes on in verse 19, he says, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Now listen to what he says in verse 20. He said, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Hey man, if somebody tries to tell you something contrary to the Word of God, he said, there's no light in them. He said, they're just telling you something in the dark, but they have nothing to illuminate. They have nothing that'll light it up and show you the truth from a holy and righteous God. Amen. But the Holy Spirit of God will speak to our hearts. He'll show us. He'll give us that we need, that we might be encouraged and encouragers. In John chapter 16, the Bible tells us this morning, verse 13, he said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Ghost of God, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad this morning there's somebody that's there to speak their hearts. Hey, somebody there to teach us. There's somebody there to show us, amen, how good God is and what He wants to do in mine and your heart this morning. But we also see in 1 John chapter number 2. If I get there real quickly. Amen. 1 John chapter number 2 in verse number 18. The Bible says this. 1 John chapter 2 in verse number 18. He said, little children, it is the last time, as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that that it is the last time. But they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. What's that saying to us this morning? That Jesus said, listen, don't let the false prophet, don't let the false teachers tell you. He said, just stay with God. It's the most important place to be. Just stay with Him all the way to the end of the way. Oh, God can bless our hearts and help us, give us that strength that we need day by day. So He said, don't let the people deceive you. Don't be deceived. And not only did He say not to be deceived, but look at verse 6. He said, we not to be discouraged. Verse 6, He said, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but it's not the end yet. He said, don't be deceived. Don't let deception come upon you. He said, all these things are come to pass. He said, but don't be discouraged. Amen. These political things, the political disturbances. Have you ever seen such a political disturbance in all your life? The things that's happening in our world, the community, in these United States of America, it's a mess this morning, but I'm glad there's a God that still knows exactly where we need to be. He's still able to step in. I pray God with a mighty arm, a strong arm, and do those things for us, praise God, that needs to be done for the United States of America. Bless His holy name. There's political disturbances. There's natural disturbances that's taking place all over the world. Amen. Jesus said this. He said this right here in this, and this all of that discourse. He said it would come to pass. He said, be looking for it, be expecting. Hey, this stuff isn't taking us by surprise. The Lord said it would be like this in the last days. Amen? He said it would be just like what's taking place in the last days. He said this would be the beginning of sorrows. Amen? So what that mean, Preacher President? It'll probably get worse. Amen? It's going to get worse before it gets better. Amen? It's going to get worse before it gets better. He said it's beginning sorrow. Now that word sorrows means birthing pains. Amen? Amen. It means birthing pains. I want to say this morning, praise God, this world in which we live in, it's pregnant with possibilities. There's a lot of possibilities that can come our way before we get out of here. But I'm thanking God that there's a good God of heaven that said, I'll not leave you, forsake you. No matter what you have to go through, He said, I'll be there with you. When we go through trials, when we go through hardships, we go through sickness. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, why do we have to go through all these things? I said, we go through them, Brother Jeff, so that Jesus can go through with us, so we can shout her out on the other side. And we can say, Lord God of heaven, thank you for being with me in that time of trouble, that time of sorrow, that time of sickness, when I didn't think I could make it. Glory be to God. Here we are anyway. Amen. How many times you think about, how many times you went through hardships and trials and persecution and things, and praise God, you didn't know if you could make it or not, but you come out on the other side shouting praises. Say, glory to God in the highest. Thank you. Bless His holy name. He brought us through it. But the Lord says not to be discouraged. He said, because these are, said, all these things are, but verse 8, the beginning of sorrows. Sorrows comes and sorrows go. I'm proud to say this morning, Jesus Christ is consistent in all that He does. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He makes all the difference. Amen? Praise God. God is on His throne. He's never relinquished no power. Sometimes we say, well, God is still on His throne. He's always been on His throne. Amen? He's always been a high and a holy God. He's never relinquished any of His power. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad for that, ain't you? So he said not to be deceived, not to be discouraged, but He also says not to be defeated. Amen? We serve a risen God, a victorious God. In verse 13, He said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. What he's saying here is that we need a faithfulness, praise God, under testing, that God Almighty has promised He'd be with us. He'll take care of us. And when the going gets so tough, praise God, He said the tough just keep going. And said when it gets so bad that you can't stand it no more, that the Lord Jesus Christ will just scoop you up in His loving arms. He'll pull you unto Himself and He'll show you His love. Amen. I've been through that myself. I remember a time I've told you a story. I was having some surgery. And they, for some unknown reason, I don't know why, they stuck the IV in that little bitty vein on the side of my hand. And I didn't know what it's called at the time, but they said I went into vagal vein syndrome. Anybody knows what that is? And my heart rate, my pulse, my heart rate started dropping down. And they had that monitor on me, and my heart rate got down to 25, and it was falling. Things are starting to get dark. And I remember laying there on that table, Brother Jeff, and I thought, Lord, oh God, who's going to take care of my wife? I said, I just knew I'm going out of here. Hey, I wasn't concerned about me. I know where I was going. But I thought about my little old wife, and I said, oh God, who's going to take care of Teresa? Who's going to take care of my wife, Lord, if I go out of here? Boy, there was a peace that passes all understanding. Come on, my heart laid on that table. And he said, son, the same one that's got you right now has got your wife. I'm going to take care of her. Amen. And not only for you, but for my glory. And praise God, they come in there. In a minute, there was 10 people in that room. They jerked my legs up. They began to do blood pressure checks. They began to pierce my finger to try to get blood, to check my sugar, to see what was going on. But praise God, the God of heaven filled that room. Hey, He was bigger than all those people in that little old room. He come to where I was, touched my soul, praise God. And the next thing I know, I was rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, that's just a coincidence. There ain't no such thing as a coincidence. God Almighty, yeah, praise God, touched me right there that day. I believe that. And that ain't the only time. I could tell you many, many more times. When God, you say, why would He do that? Because He's with me and He promised that He always would be. And my faith is in Him. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't really believe that. Well, your faith ain't in Him. If your faith is in Him, you'll begin to see what He's doing for you. Amen. You see that He got you up this morning. Give you strength to throw your legs over and get out of the bed. Amen. Without that, praise God, you wouldn't get up. Without the power of God, praise God, you wouldn't be able to move. Don't take it for granted what God's doing for you. Amen. But he said, don't be defeated. Don't let the defeat of this world settle on you. Amen. He said, we got to keep praising the Lord till He returns, till He comes to get us. Amen. Don't let the lawlessness of this world take your joy. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Verse 12, he said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. Don't let your love wax cold. You say, preacher, how can my love wax cold when the old devil in the world takes your joy? Amen. Think about it. Let this sink in. We're living in a world today where teen suicide is out of bounds. Amen. Why would teenagers be killing themselves? Because they're living in a world with no hope. Yeah. There's no hope. There's no joy. We've got 50% of our marriages, our families, that's busted up today. Amen? And it's throwing these young, it's throwing these children into a place. That we've come to a place today in the world that we make a vow before God and we break it. I don't know how many people I said, well, preacher, we're going to get married. We're going to try it and it don't work. We'll just get a divorce. Amen. God, that ain't the way it's designed to be. God designed us to get in this thing, to get married and love each other till death do us part. To love, honor, and cherish through sickness and health. Amen. I know this ain't popular preaching in the day we live. But I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm here to tell you what thus says the Word of God. Because He wants to help our hearts, praise God. He wants to encourage us. He wants to be the one that can take us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. He wants to show us, praise God, His glory. Amen. So what He says here, He said, don't be defeated. He said, don't miss the opportunities that God gives you. Verse 14 said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. He said, we need to proclaim it. Tell everybody. Everywhere you go. Every night. We've got missionaries scattered all over the world. This little old church supports 21 or 22 missionaries, mission works. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm just telling you what Jesus is doing. Amen. I'm just telling you what the Lord's doing. He's taking the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, to all the world so that the whole world can see. He said, I come to seek and to save the lost. Come to touch the heart of unbelievers so that they might believe and be saved. Amen. I want to say this morning, every one of us is here on purpose this morning. We're not here by accident. We're here because this is where the Lord have us to be this morning. Amen. So that He can speak to our hearts and tell us how much He loves us. We've seen that this morning already as the Lord moved through this place. He says, don't be defeated. Amen. Stay encouraged. Not only does He say not to be defeated, take every opportunity we have to share the gospel, but He said, don't be doubtful. Don't be doubting what we have. Bible, look at verse 32. He says in verse 32, He says this. Now listen carefully, verse 34. He said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. He said, if the world tries to make you doubt, He said, don't be doubtful. He said, because everything that God has told us will come to pass. You say, preacher, do you believe that? I believe that with all my heart, Brother Junior. Because everything that God has said through His Word has come to pass. There's not one article in here. I mean, 66 books, over 6,000 years of writing of men have come to pass. Every jot, every tittle, every word that's been said has come to pass.
Yeah.
If I was an unbeliever, I could begin to believe just because of that. If me and you sat down and write a book and we start putting details in there, things that's going to happen in the future, how many of them would come to pass? Maybe the one that we're writing down right now that we're doing. I'm writing a book. Amen. Yeah. But that's about the only one that I can count on to come to pass. Everything else might not. But the Bible teaches, the Bible shows us the hand of God that everything that He's promised and told us has come to pass.
Sure.
Amen. And all that hasn't will be fulfilled. Amen. So we can just take, as old proverbial, you can take it to the bank. Amen. Because it's all took place. It's all happened. But there's a world of religious people that'll tell you, well, you know, you just believe what you want to believe. Amen? But people come and people go. People rise up and people fall. But I want to say the Word of God is true. It's stable. It's always the same. It's consistent. Amen?
Yeah.
It's always going to be fulfilled. It's always going to come true. Everything that God had. Amen? He said, so we just need to believe it. Amen? Need to obey it. Follow it. It'll do you good. Just hold to it. Hey, so a lot of times in my life, I'll just be honest, especially when you got kids. Your mom and daddy's probably done the same thing, amen. When you've got children, you got, and sickness and fevers rise up, and you've got people that's in your household that's having problems, and mom and daddy say, oh goodness, they begin to trust, they begin to faith, they begin to, look for that hope, amen. See, please, just something's got to happen. Something's got to touch my children. Amen. I'm glad that I can go to the Lord. Many times I've had to pray, say, oh God, please touch my youngins. Take this fever away. I'll tell you what, I've been blessed. I just want to stop and say, glory be to God, my children are the healthiest youngins they ever was. Amen. I mean healthy. They never were sick. Never have been. I think Samantha had a UTI one time. And George has hardly ever been sick other than just a sniffle. When he was 19 years old working for the city, he went to their doctor, the city doctor one time, and she was asking about his family doctor and what pharmacy he used, and he said, I don't.
Amen.
And she said, no. She said, you just don't know, you don't remember. He said, no. He made him call my wife and said, hey, listen. He said, what pharmacy, what doctor? She said, he don't, he's never been. Amen. Other than just the stuff you got to have before you go to school, his shots and all that. And I say, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of people can't say that, but I give God the glory for that.
Amen.
He took care of them. He's not nice. I had to pray and beg God to take the temperature away to give healing because God Almighty kept His hand upon them.
Yep.
And I give Him praise for all that. Amen. But don't be doubtful, praise God. Trust in the Lord. Amen. No matter what others say around us, we just have to trust the Lord. Amen. The Word of God is that light out of darkness. We live in a dark world. If we just depended on what the world has, Paul said, I'd be of what we have right now, Paul said, I'd be of all men most miserable. If all I had is what I have right here. Because, hey, you'd just be struggling along for a little while. Paul said, we're appointed 70 to 70 years is the average lifespan that God give us. And we'd be pushing toward that and we'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, I'm glad I got a blessed hope that's out of this world. I've got a blessed hope, praise God, that illuminates the darkness. I've got a blessed hope that's in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Peter says that in 2 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 19, he tells us this. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed. He said, you need to pay attention. He said, God's wrote it down in the volume of a book, so that you can have encouragement, so that you can be satisfied in your Lord and your faith in the light. He said, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, now he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about that light bringer, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He illuminates your heart and the light comes on. Amen. And you realize that you don't struggle around in the darkness no more. I pray God that you've got a hope in you, the hope of glory that's there to illuminate your way. Amen. I've seen a lot of darkness in my life. But praise God, there's a light that shines in the darkness. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, the Word of God is self-interpreting. Amen. If it says it somewhere, praise God, God will reinforce it somewhere else. But he said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said the Spirit of God moved upon them and they began to write down those things that God had given them so that they wouldn't have to stumble around in darkness, but they'd have the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ to walk in. Amen. So he said, you don't need to be doubtful. But not only did he say not to be doubtful, but he said not to be disturbed. Not to be disturbed. Look at verse 42. The Bible says this. He said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Have you ever thought about that? You know, the Bible says we're not promised tomorrow. He said today is the day of salvation, but we're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow in Jesus Christ our Savior. We know that He is that one, praise God, that gives us our blessed hope. And so He said to just watch. He said, watch therefore. He said, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come. He said, remember, praise God. He said, remember what the Lord has said. The Lord may come at any minute. The Lord may come. Your time may be. He said, we need to be alert. We need to be vigilant. Amen. He didn't say we need to be worrying. He said we need to be. He said not to be disturbed. Not to be disturbed with things happening. He said just trust and put our trust, faith in the Lord and be alert, be vigilant, expect until He comes. Brother Larry, He's coming again. Amen. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's coming again, praise God. We need to be ready, expecting when He comes, because He's going to come take us out of here. He said, with a shout and a trump and a voice of an archangel, He's going to take us out of here. Harpazo, snatch us away. Amen. So, preacher, that's crazy. Amen. Lord God, just let me be crazy. That's what God promised. Amen. He said, when the trials come, when it's too heavy, when they through, God says, I'll bring you out of it. I'll deliver you. I'm glad I've got a deliverer this morning. He's going to come get me one day and take me home. Amen. Hey, this old artificial knee I've got, I ain't going to need it no more. Amen. These glasses, these spectacles, these hearing aids, I'm not going to need them no more. Praise God, I'm going to go be with my Lord. And the Bible says, and so shall I ever be with Him. Amen. Praise God. What a day we're going to have. We just need to be ready. He said not to be disturbed in the things that's happening because God's getting ready. He said watch expectantly till He comes. I'm expecting to come any minute. I've told you before, I get up every morning. I got two big windows in the bedroom. I pull the curtains back and I look out and look at the sky. And I think to myself, could this be the day? Could this be the day that the Lord comes and takes me home? Takes me out of here. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you don't know that. No, I don't know that. I don't know it. I won't be going up to the hospital to visit tomorrow morning and somebody run over me with a car and crush me and I go out of here. I don't know. But praise God, I'm ready. Amen. The Bible says it says to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, he said the body goes back to dust when it's come, but the spirit goes back to God to give it. Amen. Soon as, hey, they may come up here one day and lay me up here, roll me up here in a little old hope chest and say, here, poor old Pastor Jeff, he's died, he's gone, praise God. Don't you believe it? I'm not dead. Praise God, I'm alive forevermore with Jesus Christ my Savior. Praise God, my body, this old carcass that I live in, I serve in down here. Amen. It's just a vessel that God uses. But the soul and the spirit, that part that is, that makes me breathe and live and have my being, I will be with my Savior. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go be with Him. Remember that the Lord is coming. Don't let nobody take that away from you. Don't delay His coming. Amen. You say, preacher, we can't delay His coming. You can in your heart. Hello? You can delay His coming in your heart by unbelief, by not believing that He will, not expecting Him to come. But one day, in a little while, He's coming. And we see that. But God gives us the result of that. He sees what the result can be for those that believe and those that don't believe. Verse 49, he says, and shall begin to smite his fellow. Verse 48, he says, but if the evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and to drink and with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, that there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. He said some folks, it's just actors, are putting on a front, but they true believers, praise God, said that's a looking and expecting for Jesus to come, looking, expecting to see him someday. Whether by the grave or in the rapture, amen, the Lord is coming. He's going to come get us and take us home. This is not home. Abraham said, I'm looking for a city. They said, Abraham, what are you doing out here in the wilderness just wandering around, Brother Chris? He said, I'm looking for a city. He said, I'm looking up. I'm looking for a city. He said, well, look out. There's a city over here and a city over there. And Abraham said, no, that's not the city. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, young'uns, I'm a-looking for a city. And it ain't Asheville, North Carolina. Amen. Praise God, it's a city that's builder and maker's God. Praise God, it's that place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, I said that Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Those wonderful dwelling places of God. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. You say, what do you say? What do you think about that, preacher? I believe Jesus went to Brother Lynn to prepare a place for me. And I believe Jesus went to prepare a place for you. I know this morning, in fact, according to God's Word, that there's a place in the Lamb's Book of Life for your name. For those that would believe on Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and His resurrection. You say, preacher, I don't believe it. Well, okay, why not? Because you can't prove He didn't. Amen. I'd rather just believe that He did. Amen. Because I know He did. My heart teaches me. Amen. See, it's not a head knowledge I have, but it's a heart knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't explain it till you get it. Amen. Did you hear what I said? You can't explain it till you get it. And when you get it, praise God, you got it. Praise the Lord. And then you can just praise God every day. No matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, Brother Jeff, you can say, glory to God. I'm saved. To God be the glory. Boy, we just praise and shout His name all the way. Amen. But He says, what we got to do is just keep watching. Amen. And just keep walking. Keep walking in the direction God will call us to go. Praise God. And don't be caught by surprise. Listen here. If you're here this morning, you needn't be caught by surprise. Because God done told you. He's done give us the don'ts that He tells us of. He said, don't be deceived. Don't be discouraged. Don't be defeated. Don't be doubtful. And He said, don't be disturbed. He said, just trust on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Amen. Be saved. Believe on the Lord. Amen. Do you believe on Him this morning? Amen. A lot of folks don't. A lot of folks don't believe. A lot of folks don't have the peace that God desires for you this morning. But Jesus said that all those that come unto Him, He said, I'll no wise cast you out. He said, if you'll come to me, He said, I'll receive you unto myself. He said, if you'll just take a... he said, I'll change burdens with you. He said, my burden's light. Amen. He said, I'll take all of your burdens. I was working, I'm working on message. God's been a deal in my heart on the strength of the cross. Have you ever thought about the strength of the cross? Goodness gracious. I got to think about going out the road the other day, and I got to think about, and boy, God just sat in that car with me. I said, glory, God, thank God for the cross. But it's the cross of Calvary where Jesus hung, where He bled and died for the sins of the world. Amen. For your sins and my sins. And Jesus tells us here in Matthew chapter 24, He said, listen, He said, don't get caught by surprise. Jesus says, don't be getting caught up in the world. Amen. He said, just allow God to help your heart. Amen. We're looking at the last days and dispensation of grace, the grace of God. I believe that with all my heart. But boy, God gives us a plan and a purpose. If we'll just trust in Him, He said He'd take care of everything else. I'm glad today that I can just put my faith and trust in the Lord, and He takes care of everything else. He goes before me. He shows me the way. He gives me the encouragement and hope and the help that I need. And He'll do the same for you if you'll let Him this morning. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world today. Now listen to me. There's a lot of people that's trying to get their lives organized and trying to get... There's people turning over a new leaf. But I want to say your leaf's just as dirty on the other side. But if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, trust what He did on Calvary, for you and I, the blood He shed, the life He lived, and His resurrection, He got up victorious over death and the grave. He said, we can have a blessed hope today too, just believing on Him. Amen. Boy, I tell you, it just makes a difference in your heart when you begin to believe on Him. I can't explain to you the hope that it puts in you. My granddaddy used to preach, and somebody would come to altar and they had to admit there's an old sinner and ask Jesus to forgive them their sins and invite Him to come into their heart, and they would be a crying and waving their hand to heaven. And my old granddaddy, he's the preacher, and he'd wave that old white handkerchief and he'd say, glory to God, they got hope. Amen. It was a long time I couldn't understand that. I said, they got hope. Yeah, is that hope of glory, hope of heaven? That hope that supersedes anything in this world. That's what we have today, young in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We have hope. Amen. What do you have in the world? Just hope, you just hope that you can make it through till tomorrow. But I want to say his hope goes way beyond tomorrow. It goes the past, the present, and into the future. That's the hope we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He's the one that makes the difference. You say, preacher, do you really believe all this with all my heart? Amen. That's why the Bible says that I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we must believe on the Lord. Amen.